The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
More TNT? Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin. Going to be on our program a little later on this morning. Make sure you download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Later this week, who's in the studio with us later this week? Well, Nick Allen will be here.
Josh Blues, the comedian.
Oh, Josh back in town. Cool. Looking forward to hanging out with Josh. What's he have, by the way? He's got cerebral palsy. I'm watching a story yesterday on, was it CBS This Morning? About the White Sox main play-by-play radio guy?
I've not seen that
yet. Yeah, he's got cerebral palsy, too. Been working as the play-by-play guy for years now. He's got that cool walk that Josh has, and I love, I'm just quoting, what was a comedian friend with us? He brought in with her. Remember Josh brought the, that black chick was in there. She's a very funny lady. She opened up for him. And she said to him, she goes, I like Josh because that's such a cool walk.
Jason Benetti? Is that the guy you're talking about?
White Sox guy,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, grew up with CP. And,
yeah. It's a good story.
White Sox announcer, yeah.
It was on CBS Sunday Morning, yeah.
We'll also be talking to Pauly Shore tomorrow.
Pauly, that's right.
Pauly's going to give a call.
One-nighter in town.
Thursday night at the Bone.
Well, once again this year, they've come up with the rankings of the best and worst Halloween candies.
Did you see
we always like the number one.
See candy corn? They have candy corn and butt plug now. Somebody put it on the unofficial Todd and Tyler page, Facebook.
I think I did see that on Twitter or something.
Is that real or is that just Photoshop?
No, it looked real. Listen, everything can be a butt plug. Puss will tell you that. I think he already said that.
Candy corn especially because of the shape.
Right. And it's a big piece of candy corn because unless you're a tight ass, that small one's not really going to do much. Yeah, you know, regular size candy corn up your ass would be stupid.
Now you could lose that.
Somebody can go find it.
Right. You might want to lose it. Yeah.
Reach in.
Come find me.
Come fish it
like
out.
A dating app for candy corn. Now there's a butt plug from candy corn there. Are you Googling butt plugs from candy corn?
Yes.
Yeah.
They got them? The photo looked real. Doesn't mean it is.
Sorta.
Yeah.
Well, there's some here that look like candy corn. I don't believe they're actually made of candy corn.
No. I don't mean the actual. I mean, this is the one I saw on the unofficial page was a. It was colored like a.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. No, it wasn't real candy
corn. Oh, yeah. You can absolutely get that.
You don't want to waste that.
Yeah, you can get that.
Or you don't want to eat that.
No, was
maybe
that.
You don't want to eat that.
Was it just manipulated into. To look like a butt plug?
No, it was a butt plug, just colored like candy corn.
Is it actual size, though? It
looks to me like, it's big. It's like butt plug size.
Right, they might have zoomed in on a small candy corn that someone had just sculpted.
Nope.
No?
It's but those guys are looking. There's butt plugs that look like candy corn out there? All right, yes.
They look like traffic
cones.
Well,
I was going to say, you might be able to Google something. We've been on a butt plug fix here for 2 weeks or so.
Well, you.
I don't know about we.
Yeah, you have been.
I bet you it's easier to find things that aren't shaped like that. It's probably easier to find a butt plug that, something that's not shaped like a butt plug. That's what I'm trying to say.
Butt plug that is not shaped like a butt plug?
No. I meant, it seems like everything we mention, there's a butt plug version of it.
So you're like.
There's Jesus. There's candy corn. There's Trump. You know?
You're like a Tootsie Roll commercial.
Yeah, you're right, right.
Whatever it is you think you see becomes
a butt plug. Basically, yeah. Right, right.
Oh, yeah. Many things could be manipulated into a...
No, I think they actually make butt plugs that look like all these things now, you know.
That one Craig was looking at looks like something they hold when they're your yeah. plane's pulling up yeah. to somewhere.
That's what it does look like. Yeah, that's what it does look like. Yeah, yeah. He's waving us in with lighted up butt plugs.
Yeah, like very festive.
Flashlights with the orange cones. Yeah. Exactly. On the end. Yeah. yeah.
Craig's mouth's agape.
Well, yeah, I've run up on a question here.
What's the question?
Is it safe to insert something if it's been 3D printed?
That's a good question.
Why wouldn't? Because it's...
somebody is asking himself that question.
Well,
right
because
now.
Of the material. What kind of, you know, it is the material that they use to 3D print stuff, is that okay to insert?
Well, you just did a story where they've just 3D printed meat and they ate it.
Well, if they, but not everything is 3D printed using the same material.
True.
You don't want to eat meat made of plastic.
But they made
for
a,
instance.
There's a father and son at Donut did a 3D print Ferrari. See that? There was a.
Yeah.
And that's made out of metal or something, I guess, so you could use that as a butt plug.
Yeah, it depends upon what you feed into the machine, doesn't it? Yeah.
Exactly.
Everything could be a butt plug. All right. So we're talking about candy, though, not butt plugs, right? I just remembered the candy.
Whatever.
Because candy corn is going to be here, the worst food out there.
Yes, it is.
It's always last.
Yes, it is. It's always the worst.
All right.
It just is. But, do you know why? Because it's the worst.
Yeah. Puss doesn't mind it. I mean, I can eat it, but I don't go for it.
Unpopular opinion, I know, but I don't mind candy corn.
Right.
It's just super sweet.
Well, it's candy.
It's candy.
Are you, what, you're looking, for, you're
so
looking
does,
for the savory
so
candy?
Does a Kit Kat. What? So is a Kit Kat.
I don't know. There's just something too sweet about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a Fun Dip. It's not like it's just straight sugar.
I mean,
no,
it's fine.
Pixie stick.
I've never cared for it.
Right.
Well, what's the best then?
Even as a kid, when you eat any kind of candy.
Well, on the worst list, at number 10, it's Bit of Honey.
Oh, I liked a Bit of Honey back in the day. I'll tell you, it took your teeth out, though.
Oh, man.
Remember those things?
Pull a filling right out of there.
Your fillings were gone with those bears.
Oh, yeah. If you had braces, you could not eat the Bit of Honey.
Or just teeth.
Yeah.
they were right. brutal,
it
man.
It was dangerous to teeth in general.
Even good teeth.
The Good and Plenty at number 9 of the worst Halloween candy.
I used to love that.
Yeah, those are
younger.
Terrible.
Yeah. I don't eat them anymore, though.
Licorice at number 8. This does not include Twizzlers.
I don't mind red licorice. Black licorice is awful.
My son's got, he ordered a bunch of candy online, and the specialized crap, and we were just eating some ghost pepper gummies.
Oh.
How are
those? That's
jalapeno.
Awful.
I didn't try the ghost pepper because I know what that means. But jalapeno gummy, I did try. And you know what? It's not. It sounds like it's bad, but it tastes pretty good. It's got a sweet gummy flavor, but it had the kick of a jalapeno. Now, it's hard to explain why that was good. But I didn't try the ghost pepper. I'll bring one in if you want to try it.
Nope.
But it's not real. It can't be real ghost pepper.
No.
But it's ghost pepper gummies.
Real ghost pepper would light you up.
I'll bring one in.
Well,
you guys try it.
No thanks.
That's all right.
Yeah. Oh, Petey will try it. Thanks. Okay.
I'll pass. Yeah. Ain't no big deal.
Smarties at number 7 on the list of the worst Halloween candy.
Smarties, if they're there, you'll eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls on that list as well. I don't know how that's the worst Halloween candy, although it may be among the things that you don't want to get on Halloween.
That must be it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good, but also that can take out your teeth, too.
Yeah, they're made of concrete.
Right, they are. They really are.
You can always tell somebody's last year's batch of Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
I was like, this ain't fresh, man.
Yeah. There's that.
I chipped my tooth on your Tootsie Roll. That stuck to the tape.
Yeah, they turn to stone pretty quickly.
Yeah, and if you get them fresh, you can make them into a butt plug is the sad thing.
There you go.
Absolutely.
When they're a year old, they don't form together.
Who's talking about butt plugs now?
Who isn't? Is it Necco wafers?
Oh,
N-E-C-C-O.
Yeah. What are those? There's little sugary things?
Yeah, they're
I love
little,
those.
Little discs.
They're like discs. Smarties, but bigger, not as sweet, and more chalky.
Oh, I don't like those. Yeah. I don't like those.
And a lot of them have some kind of licorice flavor.
Yeah. I thought they quit making those. Didn't they? Wasn't that story like last year or the year before? They just finally punted on those?
Yeah, they're still rolling through back stock.
Probably.
Yeah, that's true. Wax Coke bottles.
Oh, remember those?
Yeah.
These are all just old candies.
Yeah.
These aren't the worst ones.
No.
They're just old.
Well, wax is not really a candy.
the stuff in them.
You drank that stuff out of them.
Like the wax lips.
Yeah.
They used to make a wax thing that was like a harmonica. It was a musical instrument.
I remember those.
You could play a song and then eat the wax.
Yeah.
Yum.
But at least that was flavored wax.
Yes.
That was flavored wax. Coke bottles isn't flavored wax. It's just the drink inside. You bite it and it's all wax.
Peanut butter kisses.
What's wrong with those?
These
are not Hershey's Kisses. Oh. These are not Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
They're knockoffs.
So. Some people call them Mary Janes. I'm unfamiliar with this.
I remember Mary Janes.
But these, I have moved up to number three on the worst.
Oh,
the
ones that come
list.
In the little black and orange
wrapper.
Those.
The plain wrapper. Those things are terrible.
I guess last year's number one on the worst candy list was Circus Peanuts.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah, those are terrible.
My son still eats those.
Those are all right.
Ugh.
Really?
Yeah, they're all right.
You might as well eat a sponge.
Flavored
it dissolves sponge, faster than a sponge.
Right. Yeah, it does.
And tastes worse.
And candy corn, the worst Halloween candy this year.
Yeah.
The best Halloween candies all at number 10, the Hershey bar. That's just plain.
It's always a good one.
That's fine. Skittles at number 9. Sour Patch Kids at number 8 of the best Halloween candies. Butterfinger.
Got your booter finger right.
The booter.
Booter finger.
It's booter finger. It's booter finger.
Was that you, Petey?
Yes, it was.
Holy cow.
I did one earlier. I thought it was audible. You guys didn't look, though, but I heard it.
I think I heard that through the glass.
Yeah.
Booter finger at number 7.
Booter finger.
Nerds at number 6.
Nerds.
Of the best Halloween candies. At number 5, M&M's.
M&M's are good, but peanut are better.
They are.
The caramel ones are really amazing, too.
Yeah, I've tried those, too.
They come in a wide variety now. Yeah. Most of them are good.
Yeah. Apparently, one list had pretzel M&M's on it.
Those are
good.
Those.
Really good.
The salty, sweet thing, it works, man.
Yeah, I don't mind those.
Kit Kat at number 4 on the best list.
Always a decent go-to.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Twix, right there. Mm. Snickers, love the fun size.
Oh, you do.
One bite.
Yeah.
And Reese's Peanut Butter Cups at number 1.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorites.
We take all of that stuff, the Halloween candy that we keep every year, the chocolate stuff goes right into the freezer.
Oh.
Because I like the frozen candy bars.
It takes you longer to eat them, too.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah, but even the little ones, you know, it's just I like them frozen.
Yeah. Do the kids get any? Kid get any?
A few of them.
We take all the stuff my daughter worked for and I put in the freezer for me. That's what it sounded like.
She gets the candy corn.
Yeah. Well, no, see, that's the beauty of raising your own child. You can plant that seed early. No, it's way better if you put it in the freezer.
Yeah, my kids are done.
And they bought it. She bought into that.
I'm screwed.
You teach her about the modern society. Okay, so you got 100 pieces of candy here. I'm going to take 50.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Then we're going to give 40 away.
Yeah.
You get to keep 2.
Something
but
like
nice
that.
Work.
You get the
it's
tithe.
A dad tax.
Thanks for your work.
To the push.
It's a dad tax.
So after Halloween and perhaps after the holidays, we will have to remember that this new report shows that obesity will cut life expectancy in the United States by nearly 4 years over the next 3 decades.
Starving.
Almost 70% of Americans are overweight or obese.
Man, you're bumming us out. Halloween's right around the corner, too, man.
Yeah. So, they assume that 90 million lives around the world will be lost to illnesses related to overeating in the next 30 years.
You ain't tell me how to eat.
No, I guess not.
We're just talking about, like, ideal body mass in this country, you know, like, because I've lost a little weight just with some health changes, and, like, now I'm finally almost at my target BMI.
Right.
Okay. So, like, I've never been, like, a chubby dude.
No.
But I've always been overweight.
Right. Well, the
which
BMI
seems
thing,
weird.
The
is
BMI
that
thing,
that way everywhere?
According to that chart.
Right.
That chart is, I'm not defending people that are overweight, but I am in a little bit. Cause the BMI chart is ridiculous, if you ever look at those things.
Yeah.
Because it takes into account no muscle. Now, I'm not going to say muscle weighs more than fat. Everything weighs the same. That's a stupid line because I think. But once you have muscle on you, it's also better than having fat on you. Look at the old line was when Schwarzenegger was ripped, still is ripped, he was fat. He was obese. And that's. But he wasn't really obese. He was just.
He just weighed
thick.
Too much.
Right. I think that's just an excuse. None of us are.
I know.
Are Schwarzenegger
muscle. No, that's not
muscle-like.
What I meant. That's not what
no.
I meant.
No one that I know
that's not what I meant.
Is Schwarzenegger muscle.
That's not what I meant, though. I meant it.
I think
people,
I don't think
people
you
do
can
lift
use
weights,
that.
And they are bigger because of it. Physically, chest, right. Arms.
Well, muscle is more dense than fat.
Still the same. You're right. You're right.
So it doesn't take as much space
to
make
to as much fat.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Grant, everybody's overweight. You're right, Craig. I get that. But that BMI thing is crazy.
But I'm with Craig. I'm
like 140
saying,
pounds.
Well,
man.
Look at Shaq or look at all these.
No, I'm not looking at Shaq's
muscular,
fat. Shaq's fat.
Yeah, muscular.
Now.
Athletic.
Yeah, now.
Man. But, you know, they always pick the 1/10 of 1/100 of 1%.
Oh, I know.
You know,
that.
The guy who's, you know, got 3% body fat.
Right.
And that's very.
Well, that's rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not many people in America have 3% body fat.
No.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah. You couldn't eat anything, I wouldn't think.
No, it would be a chore just to stay that lean.
Yeah.
Well, you'd eat a M&M and it would show.
Swell.
My belly's sticking out. I didn't have an M today.
Yeah, your body would probably react violently
right.
to that.
Isn't pretty much anything under 10 just, I mean, an extraordinary effort?
Yeah, all that big time.
Oh, yeah.
To
yeah.
get under 10% body right. fat, you are at an elite level at that point.
Yeah, I don't know what the average is. Women have more body fat than men because they got boobs.
Yes, they do.
Mm. And a booty. And
thank you for that.
Thank goodness. Let's get serious.
Because they got boobs. So women, feel free to blame it on your boobs.
Tell me all about it.
I'm only facts in my boobs. No, and your gut.
And your ass. Let's not forget
thanks
about
for
that.
Thanks for piling on.
Yeah.
There's Tyler making friends.
Well, Todd helped me for that one.
I did.
Guys the same way.
Yeah, guys, you're a fat ass too. Horrible story out of North Carolina, and I do mean horrible, at an assisted living facility.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
Police say that three employees ran a fight club.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
No.
Old people fight club?
Is this in some sort of like memory care unit or something? Oh,
using
no.
elderly residents with dementia.
Oh.
Jeez. So they don't remember who they punched the day before?
The women are accused of watching, filming, and encouraging a fight between a 70-year-old woman and a 73-year-old woman at the assisted living and memory care facility.
Oh, these are chicks fighting.
I mean, you want to see all the stops pull out, though. I mean, at that point,
that's some hair
you never know
there.
What's going to happen.
That is some rude-ass people.
That's awful.
We used to bet on these two guys. When I worked at a nursing home, we didn't arrange it, but it just so happened these two dudes would actually come down to the cafeteria. And me and another guy, one of the other guys at mop floors, another young guy, they would come around the corner. They both had walkers. And you could tell that they were trying to beat each other. And they were really slow. And every day, they tried to beat each other down that aisle. So we used to, like, mentally bet with you, hey, what do you think? Who's going to win today?
Oh, $10 on
it. It was great. But once again, it wasn't a fight club. We didn't arrange it. They did it on their own. But they came around the corner, and it was like they still had that. What I loved about it was – they were in it because I'm better than this guy. No, I'm better than this guy. They must have been dudes that didn't like each other in the actual assist. But they came around the corner in their walkers, and they would walk. And they were slow. But one of them would just edge the other one out at the end.
And down the stretch they come.
And you could see they were wanting to win that damn thing.
But race club is much better than fight club.
Much better than fight club.
Yeah.
Wasn't arranged, too.
Yeah, it was organic.
Once it was, I think.
It was organic.
Once it was.
Once, I said, yeah. Your buddy's out there.
Like monthly,
you might want to beat him again today.
Yeah. You never stop being competitive.
And I was only 17, so, you know, it was even funnier. Because everybody was freaking old. But it wasn't arranged. It wasn't fight. That'd be rude.
Right. Yeah. At Fight Club Place, they say that additional staff training and a more rigorous vetting process for employees has been implemented.
So it's basically like cockfighting. They were betting on these guys, too?
I don't think
they had to.
These ladies. It was women.
Yeah.
In a memory care unit.
And, you know, what's the first rule about Fight Club? You don't talk about it, especially if you don't remember.
You don't remember
Fight
Club.
You're not going to talk about it.
You forget about Fight Club.
What's Fight Club? That's your first question. That is so rude. Did they videotape it?
Yes.
That's worse than bum fights. On the list of bad things, bum fights is better than that.
Well, yeah, because the families of these people think you're taking care of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think at bum fights, they throw the bums at bums.
Well, the bums get money. Yeah, yeah. That's why they fight. Still not cool.
I mean, they don't get the whole purse because the promoter gets most of that. as per usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
At the Airliner Bar in Iowa City, Iowa, about 12:30 in the morning.
Hawkeyes go down.
Cops were doing some sort of a check at the bar.
What was the final of that game?
Doesn't matter. They won. Oh, 17-12. Should have been more, but the Hawkeyes got a good call. Lucky call.
Iowa should get about 8 points for that sign they had
the sign
on
was
campus.
Great. Yeah, we talk about that. The sign was great.
They should get
and the only thing I said about the sign, I laughed too. The sign was at Iowa, we wave at our kids. I have no problem with the sign. It's harsh. It's joke. I get it.
Yeah.
But kids that go to Penn State have nothing to do with Sandusky being a scumbag.
Sure.
And they won, and you guys lost. So that's the best part about that.
At the Airliner Bar in Iowa City, Iowa, about 12:30 in the morning, cops were doing some sort of a check at the bar, make sure everything was fine, and asked this one kid, this University of Iowa business student, Dan Burleson, what he's drinking. He said he had some sort of mixed vodka drink. Police asked for his ID. Dan did not want to give it to them, so they took him outside. Outside the bar, he showed his actual ID that showed his real age, which he was underage.
Got it.
He was 20. When cops asked him for his fake ID, he said he didn't have one. They figured he had one because the bar let him in. Then, right. You know, the bar's pretty good, apparently, so they're going to, you know, at least check your ID. They figured he had a fake ID since he was in the bar. He then reportedly shuffled through his wallet in front of the officers who spotted the defendant's fake Hawaii ID.
Which island?
I've been to Hawaii.
Which island?
You like a licky dicky.
They spotted his fake Hawaii ID with the name McLovin.
Oh, man. I knew it was going to go there.
And a June 1981 birth date.
81?
Damn.
Well, that's what it was in the film Superbad.
Yeah.
Oh.
A clearly underage character uses a fake Hawaiian driver's license with the name McLovin and a June 1981 date of birth.
This guy's 20, so had him in his 50s?
Right.
not his
50s. Damn near.
Yep, McLovin 81. Was born on June 3rd of 1981.
Yeah.
Late, what would that be?
You're in your 50s?
No.
If you're birthday. I'm sorry. I thought turned 21 in 81. I'm sorry. You're right.
No.
I'm familiar with someone who was born right around that same time.
Yeah, you're almost 40. Kicking the crap out of 40.
I'd be 38 today.
Still, your birthday, you should, it should say you're just like 21 or 22.
Dan claimed he bought the McLovin ID off of Amazon. Dispatch then ran a query, they say, of the ID, which returned no results. The complaint does not indicate if the officers were aware the ID was a novelty item based on a movie. If you take a
movie, they wouldn't know. You're right.
If you take a look at this guy's mugshot, he seems exceedingly pleased and baked as well. He reportedly smelled of alcohol, was slurring his speech, had bloodshot eyes.
Was it this weekend after they lost to Penn State? Was it recent?
It might have been Friday.
All right.
I figure there were a lot of Papa Giorgio fake IDs by the time Vegas Vacation came out.
I bet so. I love that he used it. Did he use it on some stupid
used it, that's what they saw, and he was in the bar.
My nephew just turned 21 at college this weekend, and they went out at midnight.
Oh, he didn't.
21 shots?
Didn't have a fake previous to that?
They drank. Apparently, nowadays, it's tough to get into bars anymore, unlike we were that age. So they drank a lot at their in their apartment.
I don't know. They
first couple years of college.
They may be cracking down on them.
But he had he turned 21 this weekend, and now he's, you know. They hit the bar at midnight.
Pretty good fake IDs, or they did at one time.
Yeah, I know. I know. They'll wait for you. We're like Coors. We'll wait.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.